Hey, welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're here to share with you the best of the best news. There's a tremendous amount of news happening in our office every day, really. But we've got the best news. We've got the worst news. Which do you want tonight?
It's always best to give the best news.
I guess it's the best news. Okay. We're the Inside Hour, and we're coming to you on bbsradio.com every Tuesday night, Pacific time. It's 9 o'clock. East Coast, it's midnight. And on Hawaii, where wonderful sister Reverend Roxy Hampton is, I understand, enjoying the magnificent Hawaiian paradise that we loved her. And usually she's with our program tonight. She won't be with us tonight. And we'll have to make up for it next weekend or next week. But I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank our sponsors, not only bbsradio.com. I want to thank Healthy World Organization, healthyworldorganization.org. You can get some great information. If you've got the blues with regard to the economy, there's a way to celebrate prosperity despite it all. And really, we're advancing a whole evolution, a revolution, a healthy world revolution, right, Sherry?
Yes, we are.
So tell folks a little bit about the affiliate program, because that's part of Healthy World Organization, is the Healthy World Affiliate Program that's now just starting to perk, which is great. We've been at it for years trying to make it happen. Well, you know, making it happen and trying to make it happen are two different things, and we've been working, and finally the blessings are starting to come, right?
Definitely, yes. And you can also partner with us and share all of this with us by just signing up. It's free to do so. You get your own website, a $10,000 business with all the, actually eight of the amazing products that are part of the Healthy World Store.
Right. The best products in the store, we've actually broken up and we've created Healthy World affiliates to partner with you out there. So don't feel blue if you don't have a way to make money and stay healthy during the great crisis, the Babylonian collapse. We've got pretty much every base covered, and the ones that we don't have covered, we have dear friends and colleagues worldwide who do. So the resources are great.
And we're just in the process of updating videos that are going to be added to it right now. By tomorrow, those videos will be up, and you can watch them if you're a visual person and you get more than out of reading. You like to watch the visuals. We have the videos to explain all the products.
And a lot of people have been saying, you know, we really need to have some sort of an interactive or at least a video program that goes in the product section that explains the different products. So often we get involved here in the Inside Hour. It's really an opportunity for you to call in to BBS Radio. You can ask questions, and you're welcome to call in at any time, and at least tonight's program for sure. But sometimes we have a guest. But tonight the phone lines are open. You're welcome to call in on BBS Radio, ask questions. And typically we don't get a chance, although we would like to explain how we stay healthy and what you should be doing to protect your own health. And there's wonderful, relatively easy and inexpensive ways to reverse diseases and everything from colds to cancer. So Healthy World Organization, Healthy World Affiliates has those kinds of products. And Sherry's been working hard on some of those administrative issues, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just trying to make sure everything's working okay. And so it's a great opportunity for everybody to partner with us. You get your own website. You get, if somebody actually clicks on the link that you'll get after you sign up, we'll give you a banner. Just email me at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com, and I'll send you a banner that you can put on your website, connect to the link that you will get once you sign up. And then anybody that clicks on that link and purchases from your store, then you'll get a commission check monthly. So it's a great opportunity. You don't have to pay any out of the pocket.
There's three ways, actually. You know, I was just reviewing on the compensation page the way that you can be compensated by being a partner with us in this referral cooperative. It's not a multi-level marketing organization. It doesn't even have a lot of semblance other than the fact that you're working with potentially five levels of your team, and it can go as wide as possible. That's the only way that it's related to network marketing in the traditional multi-level sense. Everything else is completely different, including the commission schedule, which we treat you as a partner. You get up to 50% of ticket sales for any one of the Healthy World seminars that we're advancing,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah, and we're actually going to be doing our first one in San Francisco.
Right. There's great news happening. Okay, what about San Francisco?
Okay, well, we have some great news. This weekend coming up, we're going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. Dr. Horowitz is going to be lecturing on the 5th. That's a Saturday.
It's going to be a good event. There's a lot of new people who are showing up and going to be presenting, and Pharmahores.
Right, and it's going to be at the Santa Clara Marriott. And then on Sunday, we're going to have a screening of Pharmahores at 9 p.m. again at the same location, Santa Clara Marriott, at the Conspiracy Conference.
So if you live anywhere within a couple hundred miles of San Francisco or the Santa Clara, you should be there, because it's going to be a very, very wonderful screening. And we also have news, but I don't want to interrupt. What else about Conspiracy Con? Anything else? Brian Hall, he's our friend and buddy who's been running Conspiracy Con for a long time. Any word from Brian?
Well, Brian's actually helping sponsor that event that's going to
happen. The event, the Pharmahores screening on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And then we've got Tony.
Tony, who's actually helping coordinate another event that's happening the following weekend in the Bay Area, San Leandro, California, at the Bal Theater, the historic Bal Theater in San Leandro. If you live in the Bay Area, then definitely come and see us this weekend and also the following weekend. You can check out Pharmahores again. That's on the 6th, Sunday the 6th at 9 p.m.
Yeah, it's at pharmahores.com is the schedule for all the Pharmahores screenings.
Well, healthyworldaffiliates.com, there's a calendar of events up
Wonderful.
There as well.
Okay, healthyworldaffiliates.com.
Exactly. And then if you go to, if you want to come to the Bal Theater the following weekend, which is the 12th, Saturday the 12th, it's going to be a screening that's going to occur at 7 p.m., we're looking forward to seeing you there. That's going to be a huge turnout, hopefully.
I pray that that's the case. There's a couple different organizations that have stated that they would like to support it, including 9/11 Truth Movement. We've got in Pharmahores. In case you haven't seen the film yet, you can download it right now by donation of your choosing on pharmahores.com. And then you can order the DVD. It's about $23,
$24
and change.
$24 and change, right.
And you can get that through healthyworldstore.com. And then you can view that. You can ideally set up different organizations that are sponsoring you with the affiliate program, bringing this motion picture, this docu-comedy. It's a feature-length docu-comedy that we did several weeks ago, just came out, and we're now getting invitations from the film festivals.
Right. We actually had some of our administrators send the film out to the film festivals, and we were accepted to one just recently, the Washougal Film Festival, that's up near Vancouver, Washington.
This is their third year.
Yeah, and actually the date for that is going to be August 18th to the 22nd. So if you want information on that, you can actually email me or look up the International Washougal Film Festival. But we're going to be
going up there, to Washougal. Yeah. Washougal. It's like near Vancouver, right?
The way you say it is more like Michigan.
Yeah, but it sounds like Michigan. Anyway, so we're very thankful for the people from the Washougal Film Festival for being actually the first group to get back to us and invite us to have the film Pharmahores part of their festival, which it comes at a very interesting time, because let me just take a minute and share a little bit. Maybe we could talk a little bit about how challenging this film is for everybody.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, Dr. Len Horowitz, yours truly here, has no qualms about pushing in everybody's buttons. You know, that's part of what I do. And guaranteed, if you consider yourself a human being, I'm going to push your buttons.
Yeah.
And because, frankly, the reality is that you're not really a human being. You're a superhuman being that has been dumbed down like all of us. We've all been manipulated, coerced, enslaved, and ultimately, we're now being targeted for elimination by the tune of 6 out of 7 of us, 6 billion out of 7 billion people worldwide. According to the film Pharmahores, Bill Gates, George Soros et al. Are targeted through primarily vaccinations and intoxications and viral infections to be eliminated. And so I'm going to press your buttons, and I think the film Pharmahores, you know, what are some of the feedback you've heard from people in the last week, Sherry? It's been intense.
I've heard that it was scary, that it was way too much information at once, that there was too much cursing going on.
Yeah, which is not ours. We didn't curse once during this film.
No.
No, I think I did say the S-H-I word.
Yeah.
I think I did say that once, didn't I?
I think so.
In response to something that Penn Jillette, who's got the foulest mouth in in Hollywood,
well,
virtually.
It's a scripted Showtime script that he uses, and that's how they want to portray their characters. That's what they want to promote on their screen. He's working for them. He's a pharma whore. He doesn't he's not the one that decides the content, nor is he the one that writes the scripting. So these are just puppets that work in there. And so even though he's foul-mouthed there, we don't really know what his real personality is because this is the way he's portrayed. And that's
I think you know, some of his personality comes out on his Penn Speaks segments, and I've got one of those segments in the Pharma Wars where he's just like, you know, I mean, he swears that he's not on drugs, but he looks so burnt out that it's like hard to believe, you know.
Yeah,
so at any rate, we're talking about the famous celebrity magician and comedian Penn Jillette, who's with Penn and Teller at the Rio Hotel every, I guess, week. They have a different show there or another show there, and they have a show on Showtime called Penn and Teller's Bullshit, and that's not a curse word. I guess it's bull defecation, and it's the name of their show. So,
I think all of your work puts you in a challenging position because there's so many unrealistic ideas about what you should be doing and who you are as a person, because here you are, you're delivering the bad news, so you have all the conspiracy theorists that are your, you know, wow, Dr. Horowitz is our fan, and then you have the good news, which is the most amazing good news on the planet.
It is, it's the best news of the best news.
New Agers and the people that only believe in things that are positive also in your, you know, following you on that level.
Yeah, but they don't like the fact that I'm, you know, Christian. They don't like the fact that I love Jesus. They don't love the fact that, you know, we say blessings instead of
basically
luck.
Basically, nobody, that's the thing, though. They can't put you in any box.
And, well, that's why, you know, I'm going to push your buttons.
They try
no matter what you are, who you are, whatever race, creed, color, religion, or theology you subscribe to, Dr. Len Horowitz is going to push your buttons. And so it's not easy to do this work, but again, it's like I know who the boss is.
Right. Well, they try to put you in boxes, though, by having these unrealistic expectations of what you should be doing and what kind of movies you should be putting out, what kind of books you should be writing.
Oh, yeah. We heard that this week. We heard from a colleague up in Canada that I have ventured off into the realm where I am no longer a credible source because I dare try to speak to the average layperson about some issues that are outside the vaccination arena. You know, excuse me, I do have expertise in vaccine risk awareness, but I also have expertise in behavioral science, media health education, persuasion, virology, genetics, electrogenetics, and you know what? The best of the best is dealing with the real Da Vinci Code, which is the musical mathematics that's going to set us free. I have expertise in that, too. And if you want to put me into a box and say, Dr. Len Horowitz is a great guy, if he's going to stick to vaccine risk awareness, you know, I'm sorry. I just can't. I'm going to end up disappointing you, I think. But the reality is we've been also blessed with as much negativity that we have received from Pharma Horse. Because it's such a unique film. Again, when you start the film, you have to quickly put it on pause. You see, the media itself lends itself to education. Unlike any other media that you have available, you have a multimedia presentation. You have graphics, and you have the ability to speak and be seen. You have the ability also to run crawls of information. And so I took maximum use of the screen. In Pharma Horse, there are two crawls, like line crawls for news headlines and historic suppressed facts and truths that have been basically put under the carpet so people can't realize them. And things though that is in the crawls, it is not necessarily distracting if you simply read the instructions at the beginning of the film, which says you may want to watch this film up to 3 times. Watch it for the first time is what goes on in the video and the audio. Watch it again to read the crawl on the top, and watch it one more time to read the crawl at the bottom.
And nobody expects you to multitask with your eyes. I mean, have one eye on the visual and have one eye on the crawl. I mean, nobody expects anybody to do that. I mean, you're going to be concentrating on the visuals and then watch it again to get the crawl if you really want to. And so that's why you left it there, because there is so much information. I mean, an abundance
of information. And believe it or not, you can't get a lot of information in an hour and 47 minutes. So to make optimal use of the service of the media itself and the service that we render by putting together a film. You might as well do the best you can do with what you've got, right?
Exactly.
And so we put in two crawls, not just one, and you may want to watch Farm a Horse three times. The other thing about the Farm a Horse, I think some of the objections had to do with the uniqueness of the films that we took of Penn and Teller and whether we got permissions. Let's handle this one right now. You want to mention anything? You want me to handle this about the permissions, the legality?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that you should definitely address that because there was a lot of people that actually came to you and asked you.
Everybody that gets it.
You know, if I'm going to, like, if there was a few publicists that were interested in Farm Horse and they're really scared. They say, well, what, if, you know, how are you going to protect yourself from a lawsuit?
From
any kind of legal issue. So, yeah.
So here's how you do it. And the beauty of Farm a Horse is, again, it's a historic anti-drug cult film. Now, just think about that. It's an anti-drug cult. That means it's anti-pharmaceutical industry. It's exposing them royally, exposing the mainstream media, royally showing who's in charge of Penn and Teller and at all, virtually all of Hollywood, all of entertainment, all of the news media, all of the networks. And by the way, just let me slip this in. Go to medicalveritas.org if you're a musician. Medical Veritas. Hey, Mac up in Toronto, if you're listening in tonight, or in Montreal, Mac, you got to go to the new publication in Medical Veritas. I just put it up the other day, and it is about A440 hertz frequency tuning, and those who control the networks control the music industry, and they set the standard tuning to be the most dissonant frequency, the most stressful mass, not just hypnosis-inducing frequency, but for mass hysteria. And you'll look and you'll see the actual articles and the citations from the Rockefeller archives to prove the point that what we have now in terms of music is the most dumbing-down, spiritually suppressive, manipulative, genocidal, criminal musical tuning that we could have ever had. And the evidence was just put up this week on medicalveritas.org. So check it out. It's a featured article. I think it's right after Vera Scheidner's article, and you can check that out. But this concept of being engaged in a litigious society where you're going to get a lawsuit for not getting permission from Penn and Teller or from David Wechter, here's the reality, folks. You have a United States Constitution that still exists, at least in the basic fundamental understanding that when push comes to shove, you have a certain responsibility in the mainstream media, and there is what's called fair use laws, which basically says that if you're engaged in a humanitarian or public service, you can steal whatever you want to steal from whoever you want to steal it with to add commentary and social support for the topic. So if you understand that we don't need permission from Showtime to show Showtime segments, to show Showtime being manipulated by the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel leaders that are also the investment banksters of New York and London and Berlin. And when we show this information, we can make use of whatever Showtime produces. Now, what does that do for you? In this day and age, that knowledge alone is freeing. Why? And very creative, inspiring, in fact. Because Farm a Horse gives you an example. You can take everything on the YouTube right now. You can for free get yourself a downloader from YouTube, like an MP4 file downloader, for free. They're available on the internet. And then you could go through the entire film base up in YouTube, which is millions of clips, and you could select whatever you want from whomever you want. If you want to put it out in a rational, reasonable, loving, and supportive for the public's health and well-being and or national security, anything that you and I understand and know in our hearts and have the evidence to back up is essentially available to be used by you and I. And so it's only the fear that people have, like the sheep, You know, the dog is going to come and bark and you're going to have to get in line or else, right? And that's
the herd mentality.
The herd mentality. And again, read that article on Medical Veritas, and it talks about the behavioral science behind herd mentality and the induction of mass hysteria, which was the intention behind all of the people involved in the military music industry and the acoustic science research and development. This is prior to World War II. By 1938, at the beginning of that war, was exactly when they instituted this A440 Hertz standard tuning, which is the maximum dumbing down, stressful, most stress-inducing of all of the musical instrument tunings. And what's fascinating, again, for the musicians, is that one of the leading experts in this whole field who published and has composed tremendously, his name is Lloyd. He has come out and actually stated in writing in a testimonial that was published in a very, very excellent, reputable British journal, that in the Royal Arts Journal, stating that the natural tendency of musicians, as well as we the people, because the arts and the musicians speak for us, for our emotions, for our souls, the spiritual energy, the creativity that's inspired from the divine source is what musicians ideally, the best of the best, that's what they connect to. That's this divine human communion that's actually taking place by their loving intention, and they play and they sing according to what they feel coming from that level. That's like Beethoven, you know, Mozart. Beethoven completely deaf, but yet he's got this third ear. He can totally compose these brilliant numbers because it's coming from a spiritual realm. That is what I'm talking about, you being not just a human being. You are a superhuman being. And what's been happening is you've been dumbed down frequency by frequency, generation to generation. Ultimately, right now, you've lost your voice. So the concept, I'd love to teach the world to sing, perfect harmony, right?
Right?
That is what we all need to learn to sing, to literally have our voices be heard. And we're not the tellers of the world.
Yeah, but we've also been programmed by our parents and people around us to say that, hey, you know, don't bother trying to sing, you'll never learn.
That's what happens. You know, that happened to you, it happened to me.
Yeah, it happens to us in a lot of things that I've ever done. It's, you know, don't waste your time. And all of that, all of the squashing of dreams and squashing of what we're all capable of doing is something that they've been programmed themselves to believe that it's only a select few that are given the gift. But if we all come from the one creator, then we all have the ability. I think some things come easier to some than to others, but I think that we all have the ability to, if we practice, to get those gifts.
Well, I think this is a fascinating subject, and we don't have all the answers. We raise a lot of very important questions, however. One of those questions, probably Mac is calling in. Welcome to the Insight Hour. Hi, who's calling?
No, sorry, it's Dean calling, Len.
Oh, hi, Dean. How are you? Well, you're welcome, too. Nice to hear from you.
Hi, Dean.
Hello, guys. Sorry to interrupt your train of thought there. Were you finished?
Well, let me just finish up. I'll tell you what. This concept, it's very important because surely we are anointed. We've got gifts. Every single one of us has a unique calling, a unique destiny to fulfill. And ideally, I've said for many years that if you align your own personal will to God's will or your higher soul's calling and you get clear about what that is, and it's pretty simple. It's fairly straightforward. I mean, I'm not the greatest expert in the field, but I've had 3 children, and I've looked at my own life as from a child developing into an adult, and I can tell you that astute parents can discern in their children their unique gifts, their unique talents, and a loving parent will support that child optimally in developing that which has been a blessing to them, a gifting to them. And that's the true meaning of education. It's roots, the root word of education is educare. It's a Greek term. It means to draw forth from within. Not like we get an education, this indoctrination, this mind control and repetition and false history. And ultimately, like even math is not the math of Da Vinci. Math of Da Vinci is simple. I mean, I'm counseling my, you know, I'm teaching my son his math homework, and I'm telling you, you know, it's not quite that easy, you know? So the reality is, though, that the way that the mystery schools had the math and the understanding that the mystery schools, and they're called mystery because they've been kept a mystery, because if people really knew the truth about how the universe works inside them and how we're connected to the magnificent creative energy that's flowing constantly, then suddenly now you have human beings who run to the medicine cabinets to pop magic pills instead of using their voices to sing praises, to actually intend with loving hearts to manifest the miracle of healing. All of that would completely shift the paradigm in which we're currently enslaved.
Definitely. I believe that. And it's also, how about the passion that's laid on our hearts? I mean, we have this passion. It comes from the Creator, where we have this drive and we want to do something, and we have I just want to learn how to play an instrument, or I want to learn how to sing, or I want to learn how to play baseball. I mean, so many different passions that we have that are laid on our hearts, and we go and we do them, and we follow those passions, and we realize that, wow, we can, you know, do the best we can do. We can even perfect them. And so once we realize that and follow those passions, and if you really want to sing, no matter what anybody tells you, just let go and sing. Just sing every day. Sing in the shower, sing in the car, sing everywhere.
And think about, why is that important? Because the Creator creates through the spoken word or sound or frequency. Everything is literally vibrating in harmony. We, the human beings, look at the tragedy that we're creating. I can't say we, but the global industrialists, Halliburton et al., have created in the Gulf right now that's poisoning the entire Gulf. So this is not of God. This is of lunacy, hypocrisy, insanity. Hey, Dean, what's on your mind tonight, brother?
Yeah, thank you for that. I have a sort of a philosophical question, but I thought you might have some insight, being a dentist. It seems, in general, that to do what we do, to think like we think, that we're always having to fight the fight. And, you know, the extreme of that I can think of is Alex Jones. He really fights the fight. And I'm disturbed about that, because we talk about spiritual, and we talk about, it's against being spiritual to me to always have to fight, to be honest, to be true, to stand up for what's right. As we're trying to do, we seem like we always have to go against something. I have a case with my dentist, just an ordinary dentist, where there's so much BS going on in the office that I've had to do this and I've had to bring this to them, and in the end I got a legal document from them saying that I had to waive all my rights. This is just to get a refund. And so that the dentist is fully protected, blah, 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 was insane. And I told them, I did what you would have done, okay? I told them that it was insane. And when I don't believe a thing they say, okay? But when I put this back to them, the head dentist said that she agreed with me and that they were sorry for the oversight and so on. But I had a real problem deciding what to do, and actually I personally like my dentist, so that was a problem too. But I really had to do what you would have done again, and I went against the whole thing, stuck to my guns, and I feel like I lost something in the process. I think, in other words, no matter what side of the fence I would have taken, I feel like I lost this way, and I feel like I would have lost if I had have lost something of myself if I had have taken the easy approach. Do you have any thoughts on this?
I have a lot, but you know, it's funny. Sherry had a similar situation. Go ahead, Sherry.
Well, no, I had a similar situation where a dentist was out of integrity as well, and I asked for a refund.
Very recently.
Very recently, within the last two, maybe three weeks ago. And he had me sign a waiver because he knows I'm a writer and he thought that I was going to write bad things about him. So he had me sign a waiver saying that I would never write anything bad about him. And he gave me a refund. But it was, what we believe in is definitely protecting everyone, including ourselves against injustice. And if there's any injustice done, if you feel like there was something done to you that was unjust and that he had done something really that you deserved a refund for, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to ask him for one. I mean, if you're being truthful and honest, and that's just the way things are supposed to happen. The way they happened or the way they're supposed to happen. And I truly believe that, you know,
it goes into a couple things. We were having a conversation this afternoon about something that is extremely esoteric. I mean, what I'm about to say is going to seem really out there for a lot of people, and that it's going to make a lot of sense too for a lot of people. And it responds to that part of you that feels like you had no capacity to win. It sounds to me like you, as my brother, are going through something very similar to what I'm going through, what Sherry's going through, our sister, and I bet you everybody is going through on some level, which is, as Babylon falls, as we question everything, as we're suddenly realizing everything's flipped from CDC being Centers for Disease Creation, etc., how the music that we're told to play is the most dumbing down and spiritually suppressive and diseasing, sickening. You know, you suddenly realize, man, you start to question everything, which is what you're doing. I love what you're doing because you're saying, I don't know. You're humbling yourself before a creator to show you. And
hey,
frankly,
let me just add something to this, too, if you don't mind me interrupting. I'm also trying to create an example, because I want to see change happen so badly, and unless the big monsters that we're fighting become less comfortable, that's a good way of saying it, I know that you would do it, but how many other people like you are there, right? So I'm trying to do that, and hopefully that others will follow me, not necessarily that they're seeing what I'm doing, they're not, but there'll be a monkey event, a 100th monkey thing or whatever that'll happen.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, read that article about inducing mass hysteria. It goes both ways. We could produce a mass transformation and revolution. That's what Healthy World Revolution is. That's what the Healthy World Organization is about. That's our mission, is to literally take back the planet from the Rockefeller cartel and the World Health Organization through Healthy World Organization, the Healthy World Affiliates is one part of that. So, let me get back to the most critical point, is that, first of all, relax, because there is this thing called righteous indignation that Jesus, the most loving example that humanity has ever had, has to be a model for how to love, how to forgive, and how to simply try to move into this clear channel broadcast of 528 hertz of love, so that we treat not only our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, with that love, but we have this divine human flow connecting and moving through us interpersonally, socially, and then ultimately culturally. And what we have now is a culture, which is totally degenerating. That's the main message in the film Farmer Horse, is it is by deception, illusion, and the magic of distraction that the mainstream media hypnotizes us into fear, into movement, just like the sheep to the slaughter. And so recognizing that there's all that negativity, but yet there's all this positivity, the bottom line is, how do you reconcile it? And the reconciliation Sherry and I were talking about today, there's going to be 6 billion people dying in a short order, relatively short order. And that's written, it's not just prophesied in the Bible and Revelation, it's also talked about by your top leading experts in virology and in public health today. But they are twisting, of course, they want you to get vaccinated, which is actually causing it, causing the mass genocide. But the evil is there. And the fact is that you've got to go back to the Garden of Eden story. Whether or not you believe in it or not, if you simply look at what's happening, on the one hand, you have people like you, Dean, people like Jesus, who put themselves out, who attempt to do benefiting and blessing people and society, and they express their hearts. And on the other hand, you've got people who crucify them. And so the reality is, where did all this come from? What is it about? What's the issue? And you got to go back to the Garden of Eden. You got to realize that the mixing of the bloodlines occurred, where you had the Elohim, you had God's plural. And in fact, in the Old Testament, you read, and then the Torah, you read, it's Elohim. That when God made Adam, he talked to his buddies and he said, let us make man in our image. And then this slithering reptilian alien comes into the garden, seduces Eve, shames her to the extent that they've got to cover their genitals and go off and have a baby. Left the garden, left the faith and trust of the womb of the Creator and paradise to excel and focus in this realm of reasonable, rational knowledge and science and this intelligence where we shall not die physically, but spiritually we die. And that's the 20% that's missing in us right now. And that's why we're in the question, I think, sources, because the certainty of faith and trust in God in you is certainly there. And yet we're literally dealing with unrighteousness, sin that is killing our brothers and sisters. And so this is the issue. I think we've got to come to terms with there are now genetic interminglings. This is what the story in Genesis was all about with the time of Noah, where the Nephilim were coming into the daughters of men and changing the gene line, which is why the Creator made it rain for 40 days and 40 nights to wipe it out. Let's start again. But I think it's, I can't remember exactly which verse, but the Nephilim, that is the fallen angels or the supermen, like the Herculeans that had this power and extraordinary, you know, capacity and strength beyond what we, the people, are accustomed to, they outlived the flood. And they were coming into the daughters of men. They were having babies with the Eves of the world. And they were creating the people with whom the Israelites had all those bloody wars. And if you then now begin to understand that, then you can only then literally can you even reconcile the God of the Old Testament versus the love and the God of, you know, Yeshua in the New Testament. You've got to understand it's what Jesus says, beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not. Today it's because we're living in a Christian world, just beware of those who call themselves Christians who are not. And what's not Christian about so-called Christians is that they're engaged in this hypocrisy, this lunacy, these false attachments to the pagan gods, whether it's the Pope wearing all of this paraphernalia, that the deity, you know, the image, or whether it's the rabbi who's taken over and subjugated the vocalists, the chief spiritualist, the most wise of the temple, the Levitical priests, have been relegated now to a second fiddle role in the temple. And so all of this hypocrisy, in essence, is the outcome of the fornication with the devil. It's the manipulation and the poisoning of the word, which was in Leviticus 19:19, says, keep the blood pure. Keep the seed from being mixed. So to reconcile your dentist, and Sherry's dentist, and all of the stupid people out there that Reverend Roxy calls stupid. Stupid is as stupid does. People that still believe that J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs are wonderful for the economy. All these idiots out there have obviously been tainted. They no longer even have the calling, Dean, that you and I have.
I think that, again, there's people that are asleep, and most of the people that are asleep spiritually more than they are in the physical sense. And the spiritual sleepiness is what really causes the dissonance between people. It causes us to fight wars because they're not
connected spiritually.
They're sleeping spiritually.
They're being herded like sheep to whatever calling, whatever dogs barking in the mainstream media, and it's happening in Israel right now. It's fallen apart in the Middle East. It's fallen apart in Korea. It's fallen apart in Afghanistan. It's fallen apart in so many places that it's exactly like the Book of Revelation talked about. It's exactly like the Bilderberger Group and the Illuminati have planned. It's their Babylon. They're in control. But the reality is there's a calling in you, Dean. There's a calling in me. There's a calling in Sherry. And there's a calling in every single person that tunes into the Insight Hour. Otherwise, you wouldn't be tuning in.
Sherry, I didn't hear some of what you said. What causes the dissonance?
Is the fact that most people are sleeping spiritually. They're not awake spiritually. They're here physically, and they're awake physically, but they're not awake spiritually, and that's what causes dissonance. That's what causes wars and fights and where people can't communicate with each other because they're just here in the physical form, but they're not spiritually connected.
And they're not in love. They're not from the same God that we are from. See, that's what's happening, and it's hard to.
I don't know what God they're from. The only God I know, the only person I know is me.
Yeah, well, the fact is that you are from the same God that I'm from because in your heart there is an affection for love, right?
Well, I thought of it that I was trading off my awareness for, I guess you could say, relationship. It's not really relationship if it's contrived, but I want to be a person who doesn't always have to go against the grain all the time.
Yeah, let me simplify this. You know, there's nobody that's gone against the grain more than me, so I can totally appreciate what you're saying. But also, I'm going through a period like you are where I got to give it up. And it's a great time for me because in giving it up, I get to gain a lot. I get to gain a lot of free time now to get involved with not just my children, but with 528records.com, which was basically going to revolutionize the entire music industry in a short order, very soon. And so we've got the good news. We've got the Creator, the God of love on our side. And I say this again, when Sherry talks about the spiritual challenge, some of us just don't have that spirit. What happened to it? And I'm telling you, from the beginning, the only thing that makes sense is that in the beginning, there were two different gods. There was a god, a reptilian left-brain alien, who basically loves death, loves manipulation, loves the injustices, loves the investments in genocides. And the reality is we've got, as exemplified by Jesus, a father who literally loves so much that he's willing to give his physical life over. And then in his last tears, think about what tears are. Tears are literally God streaming from the windows of your soul because water is part of the triune God. And that's salt water. You're crying. For why? Why do people cry? Well, either for joy, because we have a joyful God, but also we have a God, a Father, who's sad over the children. And so when you feel sad, you're in dissonance to the joy, to the flow of the way all of nature is in harmony. I mean, lions are lying down with lambs. Literally, the only time lions kill is when they got to eat, not like stupid humans.
Well, I also think, like, it goes back to that, even that film, Avatar, where it was these people who put so much value on what was under the land of the Avatar people. There was
minerals, commodities, resources.
And so, but then the scientist, I believe, was played by Sigourney Weaver, said, "Wait, there's so much more than anything like that. There's so much more beyond that. Look at what these people have. They have a spiritual connection, and that's where we put so much value." In the physical world, to our material possessions and to things like that, that really we can't take with us when we die, and they're not really going to help us cause peace on earth. It's what really causes war. People fight over land, which is ultimately
scarcity consciousness.
Exactly. And so, if we could completely, like, stop worrying about our material possessions. And if we lose them, while we have them, enjoy them. But if we lose them, it's just meant to happen, and we can get them again if we believe. And so there's no reason to put so much value in that. And that's where people have the sense of being so closed-minded, where they can't see beyond what they own and how much they're worth and how what kind of a car they have.
It's very, very shallow. I mean, it's like the epitome of shallowness. There's a consciousness is so limited as to believe that there is highest value in physical possessions, when you die, you ain't going to take that with you, no matter how much wealth and power you have. So the issue is, it comes down to, how are we going to choose every minute of our lives? The quality of your life is contingent upon the quality of the questions that you're asking yourself at every given moment. And the number one most important question to ask yourself at every given moment is, am I in touch with the Creator? Or a good one is, what would Jesus do at this moment? The reality is, you're either in the flow of harmony for the loving God that created all of this magnificent balance in the universe. Man did not create nature, nor the universe, nor the musical mathematics. The super genius that created all of that is obviously far beyond our wildest comprehension. But the reality is, how can we choose to be consistent with that harmony, that divinity? And the best way to know that you're out of that is if you're not in balance. If you're distressed, if you're worried, if you're fearful, if you're anxious or sad, even. Appropriate to let go, to lose, to have some level of sadness. But beyond that, if sadness is and depression is a chronic thing, then the primary problem is not a chemistry problem, although it probably is related to nutrition and hydration levels and do all the wonderful things, remineralization that we recommend in Healthy World Store, all the products. But that's really even secondary, because all that stuff is physical. We're talking about spiritual. And where do you get the spirit? You get it from the sun, you get it from the oxygen and deep breathing, and you get it from your faith, the faith in your heart. And so if you've got any problem, you give it to the Creator. And because if you're working for the Creator, if you're really engaged as you're saying you are and I'm saying I am, if we're going to walk our talk, then what we've really got to do is we've got to step up to literally being in harmony with divinity, optimally, eternally. That's a hard calling. Yes, we can do it, because that's what Jesus did. And because there's virtually, at this point, not a lot of other things to do that's as valuable, really. Think about it. We've all got televisions, we all have got cell phones, we've all got this, we've all got that. Where's the quality of life? Where's the longevity? Where's the freedom? Live free and die, they say, in New Hampshire. Well, what about now, here in California? You know, we're all enslaved in this illusion, in this hypocrisy. And to get out of that, we've got to go back to the fundamental spirituality. Because, you know, and we talked about this today, the Cathars, with the time that the Cathars were persecuted for their this same type of theology, this spirituality and metaphysical understanding, the Cathars in southern France were literally rounded up and they were marched to their early demise at the stake, burned at the stake. And they went marching, singing in celebration, not despair, no fear, no distress. And when I learned about that in history, I go, how is that possible? Well, see, that's an elevated consciousness. That's a group of people who got it right, who got it together and said, you know what? We are the music. And we should, if we're going to go down here, we should go singing and celebrating, because they can't kill the spirit. They can't kill the spirit. And the spirit sustains, is constantly sustained by this loving God. And so, you know, other than that, I think your question is really a very powerful question, and it's very relevant to what we've been, and synchronous to what we've been dealing with ourselves.
Are you still there,
Dean? If I was to turn into the next Alex Jones and to be fighting like that, would I not be, I don't even know how to say the question, would I be missing the mark or not?
Well, you know, I don't know about Alex Jones. You know, I can't figure out Alex Jones. I can't figure out the people that are running Alex Jones's office. Personally, I know enough about Alex to know that I like him as a person. I don't trust as far as I can throw anybody that's working in his office, because I've had maddening experiences trying to work with them. And similarly, you know, I don't know George Norrie and these guys who are out in the mainstream media. George is really at this point, and I think Alex is too. My hat's off to the good guys, and I perceive George and I perceive Alex as good guys. And I just think that somebody's got to do that. Somebody's got to play that role that Alex is playing, and why not Alex? Because he was called to do it. And I believe that Alex is having a good impact in waking a lot of people up. And, you know, I think that to some extent, you know, to a great extent, we've done the same thing. We've woken a lot of people up. We've saved a lot of lives doing that. And I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity to have done that. But I think that where personally we all need to go right now is because it's real late. It's really late. It's too late for like trying to wake people up to what's coming down, because it's been coming down. I've been saying, you know, urgent that we get prepared, get communities, get sustainable permacultural communities going right now. I was saying that already in 1998. And so, you know, here we are a decade later plus. And if you haven't gotten those types of messages and haven't gotten your relationship right with God yet, I think it's too late, and I believe that we're going to see you dead prematurely, and I believe that those who are going to be sustained are going to have learned the lessons the hard way enough times that they've opened their hearts, that they've been willing to move through this psycho-emotional stagnation and sickness.
That they have to get beyond the questioning of the biggest question that they have and that the masses have is, how does this apply to me? And I can't relate to what you're saying. It's not affecting me now. It's not affecting, well, it could be affecting people in their family, but which they're unaware of or in denial about. But they'll say, it's not affecting me. It's not affecting my life. And it's way too much to think about. It's way too scary to think about.
Yeah, so drink a beer, turn on TV, or go to a movie.
What is it, tune out? Tune out, shut down.
Tune in, drop out, and turn on, or something like that. You know,
yeah.
Timothy,
I know what
Leary.
You mean.
Go ahead, Dean.
No, I just said I know what you mean. I know the expression you mean.
Yeah. So at any rate, I go ahead, Sherry. I didn't know if you're done.
No. I mean, that was my point. Was.
Yeah. I just think that right now we're about to launch. It's extremely exciting for us because we're about to launch 528records.com. Watch that website over the next, I'm told, over the next couple weeks. Again, we've been saying that for a couple weeks, but I am very, very faithful and optimistic that very, very shortly we'll have the opportunity to transform all the music that's in A440 into 528. And when we start to play that, I'm totally convinced. I could convince you, if I spend an hour with you going over all the science, I could convince you that when more and more people like you, Dean, and those of you listening, simply play music in 528, it's going to ripple out. It's going to ripple out to the farthest reaches of this universal ocean. And this is what's going to then begin to have this impact on exponentially accelerating this awakening, this consciousness movement that is so uplifting with love. And the 528 is the love.
Let me just ask you a quick question about this. How do you explain the fact that people are in churches now all over the world, they're singing You could say Christian songs, Amazing Grace or whatever. They're weeping. They feel such love in their hearts. And they're doing all this in A440. What are they experiencing then?
Oh, it's very easy. Again, like it goes back to what I said. You know, can you imagine if they were to sing in the clear channel broadcast resonant vibration and energy of God Almighty? Can you imagine the flood of tears and the miraculous healings that you would witness? That's what
you're saying. It'll just be all the more.
Oh man, it's going to be an exponential, huge acceleration. This is, and you know, we've already established it. You should check out, please go to medicalveritas.org. One reference there is Daniel Kohler. He might be listening tonight. Hi, Daniel, down in South Florida, Naples, Florida area. Daniel Kohler is a professional piano tuner and piano builder. And he has taken pianos, several of different prototypes, smallest, cheapest pianos he can find in some cases, comparing them to the baby grand Steinways or the grand Steinways by simply adding a granite bridge and tuning the strings instead of 440 to 444. A444 is C528. And what he's proven already, and I've asked him to submit a research article for publication in Medical Veritas and the journal Hydrosonics, and that you can go to hydrosonics.org and see the fine work of another colleague of ours who we're working with. His name is John Stewart, who's a brilliant, loving guy as well, dealing with water and the vibration through water, particularly a 528 hertz frequency. It's extraordinary. It creates something no other frequency does, that is a 36-pointed star. Perfect. 360 degrees, 10 degrees, there's a different star projection. And so when we understand Kohler's work and add it to all the rest of the work, we have mathematical proofs of 528 being the core fundamental frequency for all of creation, all of sacred geometry, and that includes organic chemistry and we the people biology. So this is what we now stand on the threshold. The revelation of this truth, the truth shall set you free, the greatest secreted truth of all history is you're a superhuman being. You're a god with a little g. 80% of your body is water. That's part of the triune god. And bringing your body, your whole water essence, to a higher frequency, not just of consciousness mentally, but into a resonant energy of love in your heart, suddenly what's going to happen is you're going to shift into this miraculous realm that Jesus demonstrated. We've got to go. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. We've come to the end of the Insight Hour.
And I'm Sherry Kane. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be here next week at 9 p.m. same time, Pacific Standard Time, Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And visit pharmawhores.com if you haven't seen the film. You'll read all about it. If you're in the Bay Area, check us out at the Conspiracy Conference. The following week we'll be at the Bow Theater in San Leandro. And then
and in
we'll
Massachusetts.
We'll be in Massachusetts on July 1st. If you're in the Northampton area, come and check out Pharma Whores. We'll have the screening over there, and we also have the film festival coming up this summer. So,
and then many more things to come. Hey,
things.
Dean, thanks for calling tonight.
Thank you.
Listening.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll speak again next week. I think I've got one more thing to share. If you haven't signed up for HealthyWorldAffiliates.com yet, go on HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, register. It'll take you 2 minutes. Be an affiliate. Be engaged in what we're advancing. You'll have an opportunity to earn an income that's reasonable and respectable, saving lives, helping people heal. What a wonderful joy that is. We have an opportunity now to do a lot of great good. And so you have this invitation to join us as a partner, not simply a customer. We're not looking for customers. We're looking for leaders. And we want to have you standing side by side with us as we advance an alternative to the corrupt World Health Organization with Healthy World Organization. You can get information at healthyworldorganization.org, or you can go right, sign up right away for Healthy World Affiliates at healthyworldaffiliates.com. Thanks to healthyworldstore.com, which is where most of our listeners on the Inside Hour do their shopping for natural products. And we thank you, because every penny you spend on that website, healthyworldstore.com, sustains this ministry, sustains this program, and helps Sherry and I continue to do works like Pharmahores.
Thank you.
Yeah,
God,
thanks a lot.
God
bless. Stay tuned for Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com.